We must also remember and salute the thousands of Palestinian detainees and the tens of Syrian and Jordanian detainees who are still now in Israeli jails and prisons. We salute their perseverance, we salute their sacrifices, and we also salute the families of these detainees, the families who have put up with a lot, who are standing solidly, who are suffering from pain, who are living in a very difficult situation. I would like to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that these numbers, the number of detainees, this high number of Palestinian and Arab detainees remaining now in Israeli prisons, is the same as Al-Quds being under occupation, and even more harsh than Al-Quds being under occupation. A person can put up with occupation his land and can fight to free this land or liberate this land. But perseverance on occupation of land is very different on the patience, from the patience of the mothers and fathers who still are anxious to see their loved ones, the wives who are anxious to see their loved ones, the families who are anxious and who are painfully waiting for their friends or for their family members. Because here we are speaking about two different humanitarian issues. And so when we mention the prisoner file, we have two parts in a prisoner file. We have the prisoners themselves and the struggles and the pains of these prisoners and the pains of their families, which is the most painful part, I believe. I don't know how in the Arab world, how do they act, how do they react, whether they be people, governments, political factions, media. I do confess, I personally, I'm a sympathetic person, and this is not a weak point, it's something good. But I'm one of those people who used to cry when I met the sons of the detainees or the children of the detainees. I used to feel so much sorrow, even more than I used to when I met with the sons of the martyrs, because the sons of the martyrs, the orphans, know that their fathers or mothers or their parents have been martyred and are in the afterworld. They are not living day and night hoping the next day they will meet with their parents or with their loved ones. Now, of course, today on the TV screens I see children and daughters and sons, the children of the Palestinian and Arab detainees. We as an ummah, how do we react to this? I think the most painful issue is them remaining in the jails. And what is most humiliating, what is the biggest insult, is for these people to stay in the jails. This is an insult, humiliating for the millions or billions of Muslims and Arabs. The scene of the prisoners or the detainees in Israeli prisons is something humiliating and insulting for this ummah. And we are part of this ummah and we feel this humiliation. Look, my dear brothers and sisters, the whole world understands Israel's assault, military assault on Lebanon in July 2006 for 33 days. It killed thousands of people, wounded many people, led many people, more than 1 million, to leave their homes. But the G8, the Security Council and the whole world expressed their understanding towards this Israeli act. Why? If the reason is really to free the Israeli soldiers, why? Does Israel have the right to destroy Lebanon because it just has two prisoners whom Hezbollah took against international law according to their terms, according to what they say? So if we take two detainees or prisoners, Israel has a right to destroy Lebanon. The Palestinian resistance took Shalit as a detainee. Israel then tightens the siege on 1.5 million people in Gaza. Everyone, the whole world, expresses understanding. Instead of putting pressure on Israel to lift the siege, they put pressure on Hamas and the Palestinians to free Shalit or to make concessions in their conditions to free Shalit. This is how the world is behaving. Israel is a racist state, a state which was invented, a state which was placed